Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Well, Lum finally purchased an old house to be converted into the Edwards Observatory. But what with Abner, Lum, and Professor Sloan all trying to buy the property to surprise each other, Squire Skimp was able to exact a fairly high price for it. As we look in on the little community today, we find that the old fellows have closed up the Jot 'em Down store for the evening and have gone over to start cleaning up the old house. They are now approaching its front door. Listen.
Well, here we are, Abner. The door of the future Edwards Memorial Observatory.
Yeah. Lum, I still don't see why I have to come over here and help clean up this old shack. I ain't interested in the observatory.
Yes, you are.
You are
and just don't know it. Some of your money helped buy this place, didn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's all the farther I want to go with it, Lum. I'm done right now.
Now, listen, Abner, don't you want to get to be a junior scientific?
No, I don't. Junior scientific?
Yes, sir. I sort of been aiming on finding you something like that.
Well, is that a good thing to be?
Of course it is. I reckon that's how Professor Sloan got his start.
He did? Well, good.
Well, of course, he had to work up from something, and that's more than likely what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I skipped being a junior scientific myself.
You did, huh?
Yeah, well, I just started right out being a full-fledged scientific and astronomer. But that's natural.
Yes.
Yeah, come on now, let's go inside and get to work.
Well, just a minute, Lum. If I get appointed to that, do I have to go on sweeping out the observatory all the time?
Well, for a while you do.
Well, I don't want to sweep this place out, Lum. A junior scientific ought not to have to sweep out places.
Well, that gives you a chance to hang around and watch what me and the professor does. And that way you learn the astronomy business.
I do, huh?
Yeah, open the door there.
Well, you better open, Lum. I got my arms full of blooms here.
That's right. Yeah, I'll do it. Man, this latch is sort of rusty.
Yeah, sure is. Look, a little oil wouldn't hurt them hinges none either.
Yeah, better watch out there, and then you get caught in them cobwebs.
Yeah. Dog, I don't see what you want to buy an old ramshackle place like this for anyway, Lum.
Don't worry. It'll look like a different place soon as we get it cleaned up.
Well, I hope so. Anything would be improving. I'm feared, though, it's going to take 1,000 or 100 years to get this place cleaned up. Just look at all the dust and dirt in here, Lum. Look at that.
Yeah, well, a good sweeping will get you out of most of that.
I doubt it.
Well, Cedric's coming over here to help us, so it oughtn't take us no time at all, hardly.
And I hope not. I want to get on over home to supper.
First thing, I believe we ought to take this big box out of here.
What's in that box?
Oh, just some old junk. Some busted lanterns and part of an old iron bed and some stove lids and I don't know what else. Scratching through there, you see, looking at it.
Well, we ought to turn that into the scrap drive-in, Lum. That's just the kind of stuff they're looking for.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I never thought about that. Yeah.
Just take that down now.
Yeah, get hold of it and help me shove it out the door here. We take it outside and then we haul it off tomorrow morning.
All right. Reckon it'll go through that door all right. That box is pretty big, Lum.
Let's see. A door too. Grab hold here and let's see if we can shove it over that away.
All right, come on.
Ready? Let's go.
Come on. This ain't so bad.
No. I'd hate to have to push it very far, though.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Watch out for the side of the door there.
I believe it'll make it on my side all right, Lum.
Yeah, take it easy now and we'll see.
Yeah, come on. Wait a minute.
Look out. Getting awful close on this side, Lum. Yeah, here too. Wait a minute. Stop for a second.
Oh.
Don't want to ruin the door jams. Wouldn't help it.
Don't
just... Let us go hot there.
I believe that's going to be a pretty tight squeeze, Lum.
Yeah, I believe we can make it all right, though. Grab hold again, Miss... Or wait a minute, there comes Cedric. He can help us with it.
Oh, yeah, good. We'll have it through in no time at all with him helping. Hurry up, Cedric. We've got a job for you here.
Yes, Mom, I'm hurrying.
Dog Islam, we better hurry with this cleaning up, too. It's going to be dark here pretty soon. You can't hardly see nothing now.
Well, it won't take long. Give us a hand with this box, Cedric, will you?
Oh, yes, Mom. You want to get it through the door, huh?
Yeah, that's right, he said.
That's easy. You fellas ready?
Yeah, come on, let's go. Let's go now. Oh, come on, Cedric.
Granny, it won't budge an inch now. Box must be wider than I figured. Were you pulling your level best there, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
Well, that's what we need, Cedric. We need all the strength we can get to get this.
I think I'm using all I got, most of it, I know, anyway.
And I was, too. I believe the thing must be just stuck in long.
Well, it don't take no genius to figure that out. Come on, let's try it again.
All right. Grab a hold, Cedric. Come on, Mr.
Sure, Mom.
Here we go now.
That's good. And all together.
Yeah, come on, Cedric. Doggies, that thing is sure enough stuck in there, Long.
Yeah, the box must be wider in the middle than it is at the ends there.
Must be. It started out pretty good.
How can we figure this thing out?
Well, Mom, why don't we just wait till morning when it's lighter and we can figure it out then?
No, no, we got to do it now.
Well, it's getting dark, though, Long. I want to get home to supper. I'm hungry.
Well, we can't go away and leave a big box sticking halfway out the front door this way. Besides, I don't want to let a little thing like this stump me.
Well, I'm getting hungry, Long.
Why do you always have to think of food at a time like this?
Well, I'm hungry, too, Mr. Long.
Yeah, and it's getting dark, too.
I don't care. We're going to solve this problem before we leave here tonight.
Oh, my.
I want to get the observatory fixed up as soon as possible. Professor Sloan's put a lot of dependence in me to get things running for him.
Well, now, Long, you know yourself, one more day ain't going to hurt nothing.
Yes, it will. Never put off today what you could have did tomorrow. I've always said that. Old Eddard saying of mine. Yeah, let's see now. Way to do this is take the scientific approach.
How?
Huh. Well, brute force has failed, so now we got to use our brains and figure it out by science.
Well, I don't believe I could lift much with my brains on. They ain't very strong, I don't believe.
No, that's the first sensible thing you said today, too.
How?
Huh. Let's see. There's some way of figuring that thing out. If the square of the hypotenuse or something like it is...
What did you say?
Oh, nothing. I was just trying to recollect a formula or something that Professor Sloan was trying to explain to me the other day. He claims it always works, so I figured it might work on this, but I can't recollect it.
Well, maybe it'll come to you in the morning, Mom. Come on, let's go when we come back in the morning.
No, no, we'll figure out something else. Let's see here.
Why don't we just knock out the side of the door, Mr. Long?
No, we don't want to ruin nothing, Cedric. Besides, that's brute force again. We just use our heads. I know there's some simple way to do this.
Well, Mom, I'm getting hungry.
Hush up, Abner. Can't you see I'm studying?
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. I'm still
hungry. I'm here to tip him something over on its side and then getting it through a doorway.
Well, you can't tip this over. It's stuck there. Besides, the box is taller than it is wide, so that wouldn't help none.
Why, no, that wouldn't help at all. Why don't we just burn the house down, Mom?
All right, Abner. This ain't no time for smart remarks.
Well, Lom, I tell you, I'm hungry.
Listen, Abner, I had an invite over to the Sea Strumpets for supper tonight myself. But you notice I'm staying right here on the job, don't you? If you're going to be a scientific, you've got to make sacrifices.
Ooh, I ought to make tracks for home is what I ought to be making. Mama don't like for me to be late for supper. Texas, I don't like to be late neither.
Me neither, Cedric.
Well, all right, I see. There's some other way to do that. There's some other way to figure this thing out.
I don't know what it is. I know one thing, Elizabeth will make me figure out some way to get home on time if I don't hurry up and get over there, though. She don't like to keep supper waiting either. Let's just knock out the side of the doorway, Lom. That'll do
it. No, that's no way to do it, Abner. Granny, you know this looks like it ought to go through.
It looks like
Let's
it ought to.
Let's try it just once more. Use every muscle you got this time.
And all right, anything. Come on, Cedric. Now, let's move it this time.
Well, let's go.
Come on, let's go. Oh, come on. Come on, Cedric.
I'm shoving.
Lom, are you pushing at all?
Of course I am.
But come on. I know this. It ain't no use, Lom. That thing won't budge at all. We better just give it up.
Wait a minute. I think I got an idea. What it needs is some oil.
Oil? It ain't squeaking, it's stuck.
Well, oil makes everything slippery, so it ought to make this slip right through the door.
Huh.
Cedric, is it too dark for you to drain some oil out of your car?
Well, I don't need to do that. I got a whole can of oil in the back seat. Just bought it today.
Well, good. Run out to your car and get it, Cedric, and I'll pay you for it.
Yes, Mom, I'll get it. It'll just take a second.
Oh, I believe I'll go on home and let you and Cedric work this out.
No, now you stay here, Abner. Someday, when the Eddard's Observatory is famous, you want to be able to tell your grandchildren that you was one of the pioneers of it, won't you? Think how proud you'll be.
Well, I won't be proud to tell them I stood here and might not starve myself to death one night because I was taking a box of old junk outdoors.
Well, that's something you can be proud of someday, too.
Taking a box of junk outside?
You know how you went without food to help that great scientific and astronomer, L. Eddard, with one of his experiments.
Oh, Santa Claus. Wished I'd never come over here tonight. Hurry up, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I'm coming. so dark I can't hardly see hardly.
Well, I don't spill oil. I don't want to stay here any longer than I have to.
Well, whereabouts do you want this put now, Mr. Lone? On the sides of the box near the doorway. You can see where that is. Yes, ma'am.
Watch out, you're getting it all over me there.
Excuse me. For goodness sake, now you're getting it on me.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Mr. Lone. I believe I must have missed the box. Well, I ain't got no more oil.
Huh.
Oh, swan to goodness.
Well, we can't leave the box this way. I reckon we just have to knock out the door jam.
Well, good.
You got a hammer in your car, Sedgwick?
Well, this wood's old. I believe I can just kick it out.
Well, all right, but don't ruin it any more than you have to now.
Well, hurry up. Kick it out of there, Sedgwick. Just get out of here.
That ought to be big enough opening.
Why, sure, that ought to do it. Come on now, just push a box outdoors and get on home.
Yes, ma'am. Was you fellas trying to get this box outdoors?
Why, sure.
I thought you were trying to get it inside. I've been shoving it back in all this time.